From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Government officials are casting doubt on BP's ability to handle claims from those hurt by the Gulf Coast oil spill. But as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says there is progress in establishing standards for compensation.
Admiral Allen is the National Incident Commander for the Gulf Coast oil spill, and he appeared on the CBS show Face the Nation and on NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday. That's where Allen said the government shares the worries of many private citizens and businesses that the claims adjusters hired by BP have been slow and inefficient.
We have never been sanguine from the start that they have the competency or the capacity to manage the contract with a third-party entity dealing with those claims.
So an integrated service team has now been set up with Homeland Security. It's directing BP to come up with data for how to process claims. Allen says the team is working with BP and state governors to figure out a fair, transparent process by which states will be compensated for damages to their natural resources. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
President Obama is preparing to make his fourth trip to the Gulf Coast tomorrow. White House advisor David Axelrod says the president will be stopping in several areas.
The president's going down to the Gulf on Monday and Tuesday to the states that he hasn't visited, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. And when he returns, he's going to address the nation from the White House.
It'll be the president's first address from the Oval Office since taking office. Axelrod spoke today on NBC's Meet the Press. Rescue workers are using chainsaws and sheer grit to search through piles of debris from Friday's deadly flash flood in Arkansas. Arkansas officials say three people are confirmed missing. A new report from the London School of Economics says the Pakistani government is actively involved in supporting Taliban militants in Afghanistan. The report alleges the support is part of official policy at Pakistan's intelligence agency, the ISI. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports the ISI is calling the study rubbish.
Author, researcher Matt Waldman maintains that the links between the Taliban and Pakistan's intelligence service run so deep that ISI agents attend meetings of the Taliban Supreme Council, the so-called Quetta Shura. The report says Pakistan gives extensive support to the insurgency through funding, munitions, and supplies. It also alleges that President Asif Ali Zardari met with some 50 Taliban members in a secret prison in Pakistan, an allegation that a presidential spokeswoman called outrageous. The London School of Economics report is based largely on interviews with unnamed Taliban field commanders, then corroborated by a Western analyst and a senior UN official based in Kabul. It concludes that Pakistan appears to be playing a double game of astonishing magnitude. But an official with the ISI called the findings baseless and degrading to the Pakistanis. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
This is NPR. Arab League President Amr Moussa is increasing pressure on Israel to end its blockade of Gaza and on Hamas to reconcile with rival Fatah. Moussa made the comments in Gaza today, the first senior Arab official to visit the territory since the Islamist movement seized power there in 2007. Israel has come under increasing criticism since Israeli commandos raided an aid flotilla 2 weeks ago and killed 9 pro-Palestinian activists. Egyptian authorities are detaining several dozen demonstrators who were protesting police brutality today in downtown Cairo. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the demonstration was sparked by the case of a man who was allegedly beaten to death by police.
Witnesses said protesters were surrounded by security forces who moved in to make arrests. Demonstrators were urging an end to police brutality and called for justice in the case of Khaled Said, a 28-year-old who was dragged from an internet cafe in Alexandria and allegedly beaten to death. The Interior Ministry denied the charge, saying that Said swallowed narcotics and choked to death. But photos of Said's bloody, shattered face prompted outrage among human rights activists. In an interview posted online, the owner of the internet cafe described the alleged beating in graphic detail. The victim's brother has said the police attacked Said because he had a video that purported to show them dividing the spoils of a drug bust. Police deny that charge as well. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
In first-round play at the World Cup in South Africa today, Ghana beat Serbia 1-0, a bittersweet victory for Ghana's coach, who is Serbian. Germany beat Australia 4-0, and Slovenia beat Algeria 1-0. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.